Chapter 1. Sinbad of the Land. Many years ago, a poor young man known as Sinbad the Porter labored long, hard days in the city of Baghdad. One summer day, when he was carrying a heavy bundle of goods on his head, there wasn't even the faintest breeze to cool him off. After a while, the heat became so overpowering that he felt he couldn't go on. So he put his burden down at that very spot and sat down to rest against a wall. Now, it happened that the wall completely surrounded the courtyard of a wealthy man's home. After a moment or two, the porter realized that the little air that escaped the courtyard through a nearby gate seemed to be both lighter and fresher. Curious, he rose and peered through the bars of the gate. Sinbad rubbed his eyes, for he could not believe the sight before him. Inside stood a magnificent house, a small palace, really, surrounded by luxurious gardens and grounds. As Sinbad leaned closer to get a better look, the unlocked gate swung open. Sinbad could not resist the chance to see more of a world that was so different from his own. So he gathered up his load again and cautiously slipped inside. The sumptuous gardens and lawns took his breath away, and the air smelled sweet. The scene so moved Sinbad that he set his load down again. Then he sat on one of several gleaming marble benches scattered through the grounds. But even as he tried to take in as much of the beauty as possible, he could not help exclaiming aloud how he felt. "How is it that I must labor so hard while others are able to enjoy this kind of wealth? Oh, to live in such a mansion and be surrounded by such beauty!" But Sinbad, being a practical man, soon turned his thoughts to the need to feed himself and his family. He knew that he would earn a few coins once he delivered his load, so that is what he was going to do. Lifting the bundle again with a sigh, he moved toward the gate.